Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Good afternoon. 97.1. Football Friday. And it looks like, it sounds like we will be joined by Mike Valeni for the picks. Ready to do this thing, David?
So he's at the airport. I mean, you know, I said he was doing the kangaroo meet, but really, Mike's leaving us. He's going to FAN.
So. Oh, my God!
Cookies is now the new permanent host of the show. It's the Costa Rico show.
Good afternoon.
First half looks decent. My name's on the radio show. Yours is.
You blew it!
I'm usually pretty right about stuff.
They look awful. Those
are the picks. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
I can't believe we're going to do Mike like that.
I mean.
It's fine. This is what he does. And it wouldn't be so funny. You know, I happen to be out and about picking up something special for your ass tomorrow, okay? So, you know, let's just keep this straight. I got what I told you I was going to get for you, because I deliver. Go ahead. Let's pick some damn games.
All right.
You know what? Just for that, Mike, I'm going to make sure that we get Nebraska Pete along with the chief of police at the tailgate.
Oh, M. Lover showing by. I can't wait.
We begin Jerry World, number 7, Texas A&M, minus 5.5 against Arkansas, top 25 clash. We go over to Rico.
You know what? Arkansas is flying high. They've been doing a lot of good things, but I think that they've gone too close to the sun. They're starting to believe themselves. Give me Texas A&M.
Sorry, David, what did you just tell me?
You will be doing picks for Kenny.
I have the beautiful honor of picking for one Kenneth Cott. Doesn't Kenny feel like an Arkansas kind of guy? Woo pig suey. Let's take the Razorbacks.
What's that supposed to mean? Drunk and low IQ? Oh.
You know exactly what I meant. Over to David.
Just say it next time.
I am going to go with Arkansas. Texas A&M struggled against them last time they played Arkansas.
Over to Michael.
A&M, defense is elite. I worry about Jefferson, the QB at Arkansas, in a test like this. I'll pick the Aggies.
Oh!
Next game on the slate, Iowa State minus 7 at Baylor. We go to Rico.
It's not big enough.
I know they're on the road at Baylor, but I think Iowa State may end up being the class of the Big 12. In order to get there, you're going to have to win games like this. Give me the Cyclones.
Which school has dumber graduates?
Oh, my.
What
damn.
What do you think?
I'm not getting myself in trouble.
I'm going to take the Cyclones in this game. Read into that what you will. I think they're the better football team, and they will cover more than the touchdown. David, what are you laughing about
the dumber school? I love that.
Who does that?
Iowa State will take care of business against Baylor. Iowa State.
Mike?
Spread looks funky. Makes no sense why they're only laying 7. So you know what I'm doing there. Give me the Bears.
Speaking of one that's funky, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Soldier Field, noon kick. The 3-0 football team is getting 6.5 points. Irish plus 6.5. Rico, what do you want to do with this one?
Hold these weenies in your hand.
You know what? I'm looking at this game, and this is the Jack Cohn revenge game, Spite Store. He got basically usurped at Wisconsin. He's at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's been playing really badly. They've won, but it hasn't
You're
been pretty.
You gonna tell his life story or pick the game?
I'm sorry. Are you in a hurry?
Oh, I'm sorry. You took the day off. You sit there and wait.
Give
me. Tell me he's a Sagittarius while you're at it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he's actually a Leo.
I need you.
Give me Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Irish, too. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Wisconsin's offense doesn't have many explosive plays, so I like getting a couple field goals in a hook. I'll take the Irish.
Man, I really don't trust Notre Dame, but I think I don't trust Wisconsin more. I have to go to Notre Dame here.
Man, this segment's brought to you by Pacifiers, because it's a room full of suckers. Wisconsin rolls.
Woo! Right here!
Okay, we'll see what Mike's made of with the next one here. You got Nebraska going to Michigan State under the lights.
Mark it down. I'll go first. Nebraska. How about that?
Five is the spread.
Matter. This segment brought to you by No Spine. All right.
Damn.
Nebraska.
You know what?
Rico, go ahead.
It's Michigan State. They're wearing the Block S. It's Charles Rogers night. I think Jaden Reed is going to shine wearing that number one of Charles Rogers. Did I say enough, Mike? Give me Michigan State.
Guess that sends it back.
What does that mean? Our best wide receiver breaks his collarbone?
Charles didn't break his collarbone playing for Michigan State, Mike.
You nailed it yesterday. This man won't smile. He won't enjoy a 3-0 football team that's favored at home against an awful program. Nebraska's QB, he might be keeping Mike up at night. He's got 50 combined fumbles and interceptions in his career. You're scared of that guy? If you're scared of the mascot,
that's
one thing.
Is that baby hands, too?
He might be baby hands, too.
Baby hands. Baby hands.
We're on to Nebraska.
Yeah, okay. Spartans roll. Spartans will take care of business. Start believing in your damn school.
I'm choosing this game with my heart. I want the heartbreak for Michigan State, so I'm going Nebraska.
Wow, that's
How
a great story.
Thank you.
Man of God, David Hatchett Hall.
David likes starving children.
Rutgers travels to Michigan, plays at the Big House, minus 20 and a half points. Different Rutgers school. They're 3-0, Rico. You taking the bait?
Here it is. You know what? I am going to take the bait. Michigan hasn't covered in, like, forever, and all of a sudden now they're covering like crazy. Until they stop, then I'll stop picking them. Give me Michigan.
Ooh.
Rutgers, 350 yards per game. Michigan gets that on the ground by themselves. I think Michigan wins this game. They roll 3 touchdowns plus.
Michigan all day.
Mike?
Ugh. It's hard to argue. This is what Michigan does to teams that are out.
Just keep pounding, pounding, pounding.
Right, exactly, TJ. Rutgers can't score. They'll get worn out. I'll lay the point.
Wow!
NFL slate, Chargers, Chiefs, KC, -7, coming home after that ugly, awful fourth quarter where they blew it to Baltimore. Rico.
I think that fourth quarter is going to be motivation. I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, you're not getting that performance out of Mahomes 2 straight weeks. They will shut the door. They will win by more than the touchdown. Give me KC.
I want the Chargers to do well in this game. I want them to keep it close. But I think the Chiefs coming off the loss all day, Kansas City.
Over to Michael.
Man. You guys are easy. Kansas City, 1-8 their last 9 against the number. This is another inflated line divisional game. Give me the 6.5. I'll take the Bolts and Rico's love child, Justin Herbert.
Just accept it.
Sunday Night Football, Packers, 49ers, San Francisco at home, that classic 3 points, Rico. Your Niners, what are you doing?
Do you really got to ask me who I'm taking?
I think it's written down here, I have to ask you.
Give me the Jews. Niners. And the Niners, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm going to take Green Bay. Lions was get-right game. Jimmy G, not all there. Maybe they're going back and forth with quarterbacks. I like Green Bay and the mojo where they're going right now. They'll go on the road and take the points.
You're making a mistake. We're not sure that Aaron Rodgers is back. That was the Lions, 49ers.
Hey, some of the throws he was making, I don't care who it was against. Who'd you take, David?
49ers.
All right, Mike, it's you.
I think it's Rico's Niners. I am Aaron Rodgers or not, I think you're all looking at the wrong thing. This Packer defense has major, major issues. And at this point, the Niners could line up Rico at running back and produce a 1,000-yard rusher. I'm going with the Niners.
Monday Night Football. Eagles and Cowboys. Cowboys get shoved on your throat on primetime enough. There they are on Monday night, -3.5 is the home team. Rico, floor's yours.
You know what? The Cowboys may be probably one of the most shocking teams of the year. I mean, even in their loss, they look pretty good. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, this defense was Swiss cheese a year ago. They've been better. Just picked up a road win a week ago. They're the home team. 3.5. I don't feel like these teams are equal.
Jalen
I feel like
Hurts
Dallas
on the road in Dallas.
Yeah. I feel like the Dallas offense is going to have a good day. I'll take the Cowboys -3.5.
That offense will have a good day. Dallas in this game, no question.
Mike, since you're so dialed in on the picks, tell us how we're all stupid.
I think Mike brings up
one of my favorite picks of the week: Eagles money line. They went outright.
Keep going back to that Eagles.
It is Dallas off an emotional win, and everyone wants to trust them when they're one of the least trustworthy teams out there. I think Jalen Hurts is a hell of a lot better than people recognize. I like the Eagles in the 4.
Next game, a matchup of two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. We got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers -1 at the Los Angeles Rams and Matthews. I couldn't get it all the way out. Rico, go ahead.
Dude, this is that game that this feels like a rake. I don't understand this line. You know what? If it comes down to...
You know what to do. I've taught you well.
Oh, yeah. When you don't understand the line, you take the opposite?
Daddy, data, baby. Go with it. #9. Go with it.
I can't. I'm going to go for the rake. Give me the Bucks. I trust Brady in the final 2 minutes over Stafford.
My name's Rico. Would you like to go to bed immediately?
Yeah, you know how I feel about Matthew Stafford, #9. We will take the Rams.
Bring him some cookies.
That's
dude,
right.
He's got fresh his baked fun.
It's
right
going to be a beautiful evening in Los Angeles for Kelly and the family. That Tampa Bay secondary has not been impressive so far. This is a day for Stafford and the Rams to make yet another statement early in the season.
Or we see Vintage Lions Stafford.
Tampa Bay all day.
Mike.
Spread doesn't make sense. You just got to roll with it. It's Rams, and I'm with Jimmy. Half the secondary in Tampa's dead. This Cooper Kupp connection is real. I'm down. Give me the Rams.
And we wrap up with the Detroit Lions.
Oh, thank God you didn't put the Giants on here. Thank Christ.
send him into an early grave this weekend.
Exactly.
Ravens. Please. Ravens -8.5. I think the Lions are going to have this touchdown plus spread damn near every week, so just get used to it. Rico, how do you make sense of this one?
You know, I look at Lamar Jackson. He hurt himself doing a flip into the end zone. I look for the Lions to backdoor and cover the points. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, no thank you. I don't know if either outside linebacker is healthy for the Lions. We'll see if they play. Everybody's excited about Derek Barnes. This is the most difficult matchup for a young linebacker. Ravens, that offense, they're going to run the football. We've seen the Lions can't stop the run. 8.5 might as well be 10.5. I will take Baltimore.
Yeah, it's about the Ravens defense. Ravens in this.
Oh, yeah, they're going to blitz Goff. Maybe something Green Bay should have tried. Mike, what do you got?
This is probably a terrible idea, but emotional letdown. Ravens don't take Lions seriously. Nobody does. They'll treat it like a scrimmage. Maybe get Lamar out of the game early. Give me what is it, 7.5 currently down from 8? I'll take the 7.5.
Now you actually get 8.5, buddy.
I'll take 8. Oh, bonus time. Yeah, give me the 8.5. This is what the Lions will do. They'll prey on the portion of their fan base that's stupid, and they'll give them false hope. But we only lost by 8.
All right. Finish hanging out with, what is it, Nebraska Pete or whatever his name is.
Hey, bet of the week, Atlanta.
Oh!
F. Gettleman. Go, Atlanta, go.
Those are the picks. It's 97-1. Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.